Estevan, the Estevan Community Wellness Community took another step forward on Thursday with its official launch at a press conference at Affinity Place. Members of the committee and others were present. Chairwoman Shelley Varoba said the press conference was an opportunity to bring awareness to the committee, launch its new logo and share its plan to help build a stronger, safer community. A community that knows and cares for their neighbors and looks out for each other, said Varoba. Committee member Heidi Hesselink, who is the executive director of the United Way Estevan, said the committee hopes to create a local program similar to the former Block Parent Initiative that used to be in many communities, as well as a neighborhood watch program. It is also hosting regular community games nights and it wants more opportunities for free events that bring the community together. The committee is encouraging natural supports so that community members can be there for each other, and a website will link resources and agencies in the community. The committee is also planning to host a banquet on January 20, 2025, that would raise awareness for mental health and wellness, and generate funds for the committee's efforts. A guest speaker, who will help highlight the challenges associated with mental health concerns, will be announced at a later date. Committee member Rebecca Ford said the date was selected because it is known as Blue Monday and is often viewed as the saddest day of the year. The hope is to reduce the stigma associated with mental illness and make it easier for people to access help by getting people talking and highlighting the supports that already exist in our community, and by acknowledging that we aren't alone in our struggles, said Ford. The committee was started after a pilot project in 2023. It brought multiple agencies together to create a plan, with funding from the Ministry of Corrections, Policing and Public Safety's Community and Well-Being Grant. Four priority areas, mental wellness, substance abuse and addictions, education and employment, and victimization, have been identified by the group. Varoba said they now have approximately 10 people on their committee. They continue to look for members to join. The next edition of the Mercury and Sask Today will have more on this story.